This morning, shall we turn to the book of Prophet Amos, chapter 5. The book of Prophet Amos, chapter 5. We'll read verse 4 and 5 for our gospel sermon this morning. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Prophet Amos was a shepherd whom God called to deliver his message to Israel at his time. And you know, at that time, Israel had sinned against God severally, and God has sent many people to tell them of their sin and to repent and come back to him and seek him in the right way, and that God will be favorable to them and forgive them. The can say, prophet, Komsheni Amos, na or you'll be our king, you so. May I meet you and a friend? So, I'm going to say, I'm my Israel for. I'm going to Israel for. I'm going to And the desire for God was that they would turn from their sins so that he would not let destruction come upon them. A sin to the Abra Mo Edikino. If you say, And despite all this chastisement and the punishment on Israel, they despise, they did not realize, I mean, their sin. They care not about God's warning. And they went on continuing in their sin. Now, Senya me, I am so can be present. And for me, I'm going say, yeah, I'm going to call so, say, I'm going to In chapter 4, we didn't read, but if you go to chapter 4, verse 6 to 11, we see that God has punished them in various ways. First, from verse 6 to 11, we find that God has sent hunger among them. Also, he has withheld rains from them and destruction in their harvest, time of harvest, they are not able to harvest enough. Also, he has sent pandemic among them, like diseases that are able to spread to everyone, just like that. And finally, he has also destroyed some of their cities. Chapter 4, verse 6 to 11. But you know, all these punishments were like fairy tales to these people. As an answer, they were keen on their sin. They continued their disobedience, which finally led them into captivity, despising God's call to return. And this God who could have prevented them from going to captivity. You know, if you go to the history of Israel, you know, they went both the southern and the northern kingdom, they all went to captivity, wherein the northern kingdom never returned back again. Okay? But the southern came. Those who came to live in Judah in the time of Christ. I mean, when he came. They can say, But you know that the disobedience of Israelites at that time It's no different from the disobedience of many in our time today. The air can say, I saw it here, Israel 4 years, I'm Renoir, Emma, and Yamiasu Kimbo, and so on. And so, maybe I need any as for there, Nipa Ayan in there. And God is warning, every man of sin. Each and every day we hear God hates sin, and God wants us all to repent from sin, and God wants us to seek Him. And many people hear day after day and still go on. They despise the call to repent of their sin and to come to Him. And in repentance, God calls us to repent. He calls us to repent of our sin and come to Him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, people as a friend say, "Yen sacrifice a born in one," or "Sin sacrifice a born in one." Yen brand in chain. Oh, Christo. If say Christo na, or di ni mo just shiugu ye, ema boni. And when He calls us to repent, He calls us to repent that we will come to Him through the sacrifice that Christ did on the cross of Calvary, having faith in Him that He has forgiven us through that. That we come to, we repent of our sin and come to Him. That is what He wants us to do. But when many people reject this call to repent from our sin and to come to Him through Jesus Christ, then people are preparing themselves for eternal damnation. What happened to Israel was a temporal, this thing on this earth, but there's going to be a final damnation to sinners. They can say, "Yeah, so then I am a friend, see a sacrifice, you're born in home, you're born in jail, Christo, you're born in jail, you're born in jail, Christo, and they are for your bow, I send you, and so she didn't want to go, say, no penny, I do, I bet me a tree, a bonnet, call me anymore." That's the post and same way in Yanoa. Yes, Israel for the only day, Asuchia, and I said, a way be, no mumu. You were Asuchia, over there, and if I have been a bomb, who am I Asuchia? See a posa, Yame, a cocoa boy, the boy, and a frog friend, if you can feed your born on Yaban, who are not Christos. So this morning, we'll draw some observation from this account of Israel at this time and what happened to them, and we'll apply it to our condition today and see how it will help us. And then pay yes, you are dear crayfish, as someone I can for Israel for me. And no more so, then you have to about also. Then you have to have a super boy, a bravo, then you to me, I think I'm in your banning chain. So this one, our subject is seeking God. Say a very thing, I'm coupon. Say a very thing, I'm coupon. So we begin with our first observation, how God commands all to seek Him. Said in a quiet yam faso, a friend who be as on branding chain. God has so many ways, but we are looking at this particular one, which is very common. And to seek is to make a diligent search about something. Maybe I'll seek Ira. Now we share. There was a parable that Christ gave that there was a woman who lost a coin in the house. And she swept all the house. And she went every corner to look for it. This is the picture of seeking. You see, as a Yesu can parable be a nice or so Bible if you are this guy right. Or prafra fi o nya no she baby kitikiti nyasu bohu the seeker na iron. That is how we seek. We seek with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind. That's the commandment of God. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul." So that's how we seek Him. That's how we seek Him. And before I move on, can I ask this question? Are you serious about your soul's need? So when ni ebre will cry, I did hear my cry no ana. It's a question we have to ask about ourselves. And why is it so? Because it's very important. Because all the life that we are living today, all the things we are able to do, the acquisitions we are able to make, we leave all of them here. It is our soul which is going to transport it to the other side. You see, it's the soul who is going to meet God when this life is ended. The can say, "Bravo, ya boy niya, ye nyoma ye pe, ye kuku shiasi ye di niya no, ibeje di niya waha, ye tofom pe, ye kunya mieni, ye kri ano ye kunya mieni." Are we serious about soul? Naturally, we are insensible to think about our distance from God when all is well with us. Yes, I understand. Ni pasi nyoma bebre koye maya yambi a crown. The dunya ni niji. The dunya ni mesima yomba toyen yambi a crown. Nyoma koye maya bebre umasa ni pati.
And
unbelievers, I mean those who have not come to our dear Lord and Savior, and their eyes are not open in the things of God, and they have not tasted the life that is in Christ, they mistake worldly prosperity as a special blessing from God. That is what we think life is about. I know I have been said, but enye no ne enhyira ye ka ho asem wo hai e enye menhyira de but eno no e ba ye kra no ho asem wo a emba ho kra. It has nothing to do when it comes to our soul. You know, when people begin to think this way, they began to have false security. Omunya ni daswa enye papa omu de ho to so, and then they began to neglect their need of their soul, the thing that they are so craved for, and also the broken relationship they have with God. What? How our relationships are broken with God? Because of sin. Sir, you have to only bow to no one. Sir, if you say you may not hear man one, on being a cry no more. Any mess money you mean tell me the end. If you say boni a woman deal. Sir, boni we you who are. Sir, you come on phone. You born in chair. No, I'm going to be a boni who Jesus Christ will change more. Any of point, because sin easily damps our minds from thinking beyond our bodily wants. That's what Satan did to our first parent. When sin reigned in our hearts, it doesn't make us think of our soul. It's interesting. So, when it is a man who has been secret or crap proud with me. So that is the issue with sin. So when people are still in their sinful state, when people have not sought God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and their sins are forgiven them, and they have not been given a new heart, that heart that is able to see God, then people still think that they are okay. And yet that is not. And left to us in a sinful state, we will never seek after God. Nobody will seek after God. They will still continue in this life as if nothing has happened and move on and wallow in, I mean, the worldly comfort. If it's your heart, you're so much in here. Be high end. Oh, because in India, I will be who, maybe I see. You know, because you know, I'm going to be a mama, and running your money, but I didn't need to. Yes, sir. A course, sir. Na ye nko hwehwe ni daso ene ahoto a wo Kristo mu a wo hoda ma ekra o nda beba no. So when we continue this way, we will continue in the temporal comfort of the world, and we'll never go on to seek the things that are for our soul, which are in Christ, the comfort and the peace of God, which is in Christ in eternity. Da ni je o se nya no ye be hwe e bi se ekra a didi ame e bi se Jesus so ka parable bi in Luke o se sike ni bi. The soul does not feed on worldly things. The soul feeds on only things that God gives, spiritual things. The word of God, his relationship with God, how God shines on him. That's what the soul feeds on. So this is what we are naturally. In Romans chapter 3, the Bible tells us that there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that worth good. No, not one. You see, we still keep our sins. We do things that we please. We don't care if things of God are going all well or not. What we think about, we are going to worship him. We are going to our house. We are living our life. The FBN also, we are quite sorry. Sir, Debia, Nyame,
Enyoma efanya me ho na sem ene be se be di na sem so se ekoso enkoso enfa ye ho ye de ye se ya bra gba akoso ye ye tena asase so. And we will never seek truly after God. Therefore, God, knowing our foolish and stubborn nature as sinners, in order to draw us to himself, he often allows us to be threatened by difficult circumstances, and even harsher ones if we continue to be disobedient. If God wants to draw us to himself, often he has to come in withdrawing some comfort from us. But that is how God also deals with us. When things are not going on right, God sometimes uses these things to draw us to himself. So that as like the prodigal son, he took all the money, and you know that if the money had not gotten finished, he would have never returned to his father. Sikano prodigal son, sikano ansa aka ansa so one papa. Kobeko so gine nia to so bewu. But sika sign no an ho chire no no. No kai so we nja. Sana di pass with you. We are all like that. When things are all well with us, we often think less of God. And even just, this is just by the way, even God's own children, sometimes this is how he brings them back to himself, when they become disobedient in particular nonsense. You know, in the book of Judges, you know, the people will sin, and God will send punishment to them. They will cry to him, and he will bring a judge, a deliverer, Samson, Gideon, and others to deliver them, and they will go in again and sin. And God, so it's a common, dealing God does with that, because of our sinful nature. Man, because of our sin, if left to ourselves, nobody will seek after God. And if everything in the world moves on well with us, we will never come back to God and seek after him. You remember King David himself? You know, when he sinned against God, God brought judgment upon his house. David, as a king, had to run to the bush when Absalom was chasing him. You see, God used it to draw him to himself. Look at Manasseh. There's a king called King Manasseh. His father was King Hezekiah, a godly father. But when Manasseh came, he came to worship all idols that he can lay his hands on. God sent prophets unto him. He rejected. And finally, God led the Assyrians, who were the biggest empire at the time, to come and take him captive to Babylon. And when he was there, the Bible said that he saw that he was in distress. He cried upon the Lord, unto the Lord. And the Lord heard him and delivered him and brought him back to Jerusalem. He came and destroyed all the idols. And now come to worship God. So these examples are very common. With even people of God. And in history, in the Bible, it's like that. When calamities come, the people begin to think about God. But the sad thing is that some will even be worse in calamity. And those people are doomed for destruction. Whoever faces calamity in life and never think of God and think to go to him to seek for answers. Wherein, if you go to seek for answers, therefore he'll have conviction of his sins. But if that doesn't happen to you, and you move on, you're thinking that this thing must just go and I must live my life and all that, you are doomed for hell. Because I don't know what will come to turn your mind back to seek after God. So unbelievers in general, every time there's a calamity in their life, it is a sign of God's gracious means to draw them back to seek his salvation for their soul. And because in times of calamity, the time to reflect on life. That also. Embra, and you are more ideal. Some many a transit, Yapia Bravo, a dear crown of my end. But if things are not going on well, things are going on well, we don't even stop. It's like when you are driving and there are no ramps on the way, will you stop? We just drive on just like that. But when there's a ramps and the road is no good, you take your time, you reason where we are going to pass. So that is life. When things are not going on well, then begin to reason. Begin to reason why things are not going on so. And if we want to seek the answers right, God will help come to us. If we want to, from there we see that our sinful nature, our own nature is so bad before God, God will come into our aid. And also, as we seek for the reflection on life, the purpose, okay, sometimes we think, oh, why am I being in this world? So he says, begin to think of eternity. And also to seek answers to what has happened, and also to seek comfort. Then it leads us to think about our soul. You see that at that time, the bodily one, sometimes you don't want to even eat at all. Yes, you see. You don't want even to hear music. No. You don't want to, do things that you do normally. You begin to, do things that seem that you care not about the worldly things. Less disappointment come, less losses come. We begin to think about beyond this physical needs. So someone when you see, I think, why being no, now if you are seeing Mukra, and truly none can have true answers to adverse circumstances in life till he seek them in God through Jesus Christ. Unto the upright, there arises light in darkness. Now, telling you, even Emra is more than on your hand. Let me give you an example. When Israel was in Egypt, when God told Moses to go and deliver them from the hand of Pharaoh, God began to do so many signs and wonders in Egypt. And there was one, he sent darkness into Egypt. But you know what happened? Only the Israelites had light. In the time of darkness, he said you can feel the darkness, it was so thick. Only the Israelites had what? Light. And what does light stand for? Light can stand for comfort, can stand for understanding, it stands for faith, and all those spiritual features of our life. So unto the upright there arises light in darkness. When I'm a child of God, when my life is in Christ, when I have repented of my sin, God has forgiven me through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, and I'm his child. In times of dark days, there will be peace. There will be understanding. I will know how to conduct myself. And the word of God will guide me. That is light. Unto the upright. But the one who has never sought the forgiveness of Christ, where God has given him understanding about life, times of calamity comes, and he's running his head against every wall. And then he's running everywhere. Let's look at our world, our secular system. What does it say? To correct bad attitude, they say what? Educate the person. Try to let him, teach him right and wrong. But you and I can tell me, with all education, are we not for the same sin? Even when we have refined our sins, that also, when we are well educated, we sin and keep it in a secret place because we think we are more civilized. In this world, one of the atrocities that has ever caused have been caused by the civilized nations, slavery, wars, who invented machine guns and those bombs. The civilized, those who are people with, so-called, quote-unquote, better, understand about things. So you see, education can never correct our moral decadence. Say, you go to school, now you're near BNO, and say, sir, you're so here, and to me, sorry. And another thing, to correct addiction, what does man look for? Psychology and worldly philosophy and maxims. And nowadays, people will run to false prophets. When there's addiction, they will say, oh, I want some, you know, no, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. No, it's an addiction, it's an issue of sin. A sin that has gotten crypt of someone. Oh, that if Christ should be found, if such a person should run to Christ. Look in the Bible. The one who was possessed with demons, when he met Christ, the demons ran away from him. The prostitute, her prostitution was seized. The blind Matthias, his blindness went off. So you see, when we are willing to come to Christ and to commit and repent of us and commit our lives unto him and know and look up to him and cry unto him, he will hold us and our issue with sin will be dealt with. And that is the way of seeking after God. That is how God is commanding us to come and seek after him. It's about our sin. God commanded us to seek him. It's not about anything. It's to come to him with our sin. So that he will forgive us of our sin. And we become his people. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. His death on the cross. which he did for us. So you see that whatever comfort we may have in this world are shadows. The careless refined, bad attitude, education, does it really refine an attitude? No. Addicted person, let's try to use psychology to help him. Does it take away the root? No. So you see, they're all shadows. It's like you have some secret and you are covering it, some poison somewhere, you are covering it so that people don't see. You know, just recent, I'm sure we are all aware the COVID pandemic that we are today. Every nation is trying to struggle and to keep it the effect less, so that the economic hardship will come down. Death is all around us. Thousands are dying every day. And you and I, we sit here, we don't know when it's going to go. If ourselves, we are going to be affected or not, we don't know. And people are burdened with that. My friends, let me tell you, that shouldn't be our great burden. Yes, we should be concerned somehow, but the greatest concern, if you are here and you are an unbeliever, if you are here, you have not repented of all your sin and committed your life to Christ, you rather seek after God and seek for His forgiveness and seek for His salvation through Jesus Christ's blood. That is the only thing that can keep you. Let anything happen in this world. Before COVID, when you hear of Ebola, what happens? People died out of it. Yes, it can affect us, but that shouldn't be our worry. Our main worry should be our soul. Jesus Christ said that we should not be worried about those who will kill our body, but we should worry about Him who can kill the body and the soul in hell, God. The world cannot kill our soul. Sin will take our soul to hell. It's God that can punish both body and soul in hell. So it is at this, this season, I think it's a gracious opportunity for us. It's a gracious opportunity for everyone to seek after God, to seek for His forgiveness. Is that not so? Because, soon then people are going to lockdown, then all activities are being ceased, then we are not able to do anything. And we don't know if it's going to continue. Nowadays, we hear of second wave, third wave, fourth wave, whatever. And we don't know the next thing that will happen to us. This life is doomed for destruction. This world is going to be, this world is going to destroy one day. So that, if that day comes, we are living, we ourselves, we cannot live again. And Peter told her that the world, the elements of this world are going to melt with fervent heat. The stars, the moon, everything is going to melt up. And you and I, say, what kind of life do you have to live? If at that time our sins are with us, we have lived for ourselves, and we have neglected our soul, where will we be? It's a matter of thought we have to think about it. So God is calling all to seek Him, though God is not far from us. It's our sin that has kept Him far away from us. Like a cloudy day. You see, the sun has always been shining day after day, ever since God created it. But some days we don't see the sun because the clouds have covered it. So it is. If we don't have any personal relationship with God, because it is because of our sin. Because sin has kept Him from us. God is ever and is always around us. So let's think about that. That it's time to seek after God. And especially while we have life today. While we think, while we reason. Let's think about our soul. Have we also come to God? Have we asked for His forgiveness? Have we come and cried before Him? Maybe we don't care about our sin. We think that our sin is not all that, serious. But think about this. If our sin is not serious, will Christ have left His glory above to come and die on the cross? To come and bear the shame of the cross? To be insulted? To be beaten? They did the most wicked of all things to Christ because of sin. So think about that. So if you play with sin, you care less about what Christ has done. So our next observation is that though God is calling all of us to come Him, He also encourages us. God encourages all to seek Him by a promise of life. It is in the text. God does not only call sinners to seek Him, but He also encourages them by a promise of life. He said that, "Seek ye me and ye shall live." You see, such a promise. Seek ye me and ye shall live. Those Jewish, the Israelites, were to seek Him, to have that temporal residence in their own land. But they neglected it. But you and I, this world is going to be destroyed one day. And then he said that, seek ye me and live. Well, we are told that wearing those masks will keep, at least the virus from us somehow. They say it has some percentage of prevention. And that means now, if we wear it, our life, I think, will preserve somehow if the virus should come close to us. And we are encouraged to wear because we love our lives. Then also, there's a promise that we shall be kept safe. But God does not command us to seek him in vain. As we well know, because there's a promise of life, God also commands us to seek him. And that is far better than whatever, advantage you have in wearing nose mask. But he said that if you seek him, you shall have life. That is a spiritual life which lives on to eternity. And it's not life to live on this earth alone. Yes, he's keeping every life. But this life is life beyond this life. That's what it means. In 1 John 2 verse 25, he says that, and this is the promise that he had promised. That is God. Even eternal life. And John 3:36 says that, he that believeth on the Son, that is Christ, hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The life here is spiritual life. Did you have that spiritual life? That spiritual life, you have it, you cease from sin. That's evidence. The spiritual life is the Holy Spirit. It's God himself coming to indwell you. So if you have that spiritual life, all sin will subside. No, you don't cease to be a sinner, but all sins will go, will be under your feet. You have control. You will live the holy life. So until such things has happened, then you have to be sure. When the Holy Spirit comes to indwell you, sin will be checked because we are delivered from Satan, the power of Satan, sin and the world. That's why it is a ridiculous thing that the charismatic say that, yeah, people are saved, but they have to be delivered from witches and other things. No, salvation is from sin, the power of Satan, the power of the world. So if I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and I'm going for pray for me, and I'm going for deliverance, what is it? Salvation is deliverance from sin, the power of Satan, and the power of the world. Then I'm not saved. But how many so-called Christians nowadays moves around from prayer camps to one place to the other, seeking one after prophet after the other? No, God never told us to go and seek a prophet. He said we should seek him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that he's calling all to come and seek him. So that he will what? Give us what? Life. See, salvation brings us temporal blessings. You see, people are deceived to think that salvation, we are saved yet we have to be kept by some human hand. No, who saves us? Did we see God before he saved us? No. We are saved by faith, and we are also kept by faith. So how we believe, if we are saved, we are saved by faith, we are kept by faith. All life circumstances, God takes care of us, and we believe him that he does. Because his word, his promises have said so. So salvation brings, deliverance from troubles of sinful life. From drunkenness, immoralities, and witches, whatever those kind of things can do. If I'm saved, I am saved from them. They can never do me anything. And why? Because I'm saved from them. Because the fear of God is instilled in the heart of the believer. The idea that and what is the wisdom of God is to fear, is to hate sin. That also, to hate sin is the fear, the wisdom of God, and is the fear. So if I fear God, I'm saved, his wisdom, I'm kept from everything. His power sustains me. And also the assurance of God's presence. When I call upon him in time of need, he comes. God is a present, help in time of trouble to the believer. God is our refuge. He's our refuge, and he takes care of us. When we call upon him in times of trouble, he comes. So I don't see why a believer should go to some prophet, some false prophet somewhere to pray for him. It's a deception. It's a present help. When even our friends they have to walk to come to us, God is ever near us. And in the dark of the night, when nobody hears us, sees us, when we pray to God, he hears us. Where was Jonah when he prayed? He was in the belly of the fish. Where was any human intervention? God heard him from the belly of the fish. Where was, the three friends, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and God saved them from the fire? Nobody was there. God saw them. God was there. They were God's children. So you see, this is a comfort that if I'm a child of God, I hope. I live on what God, gives me. And on salvation also saves us from the fear of death. If you talk of death, people say, oh, don't talk of it at all. I remember I had a friend 10 years ago, she's dead. And when we were at workplace, I used to talk, I tell her that, if death comes, I'm not afraid. And she tell me, no, she didn't talk about death. Why you not? I told her I have confidence in God that when I die, I'll be with him. And she said, oh yes, she knows that, if you're a Christian, all that, but don't talk about death. No. this life, we don't know when it shall be taken from our hands. So we should, if I'm a child of God, I should not be afraid of when it shall be taken from my hand. But the greatest in the day of judgment. Can any all of us say that when the day is the day of judgment, we can stand before God? Are we not so sure? Are we sure that we can stand before God with confidence that He will look upon us and say that you are my faithful servant? It is only those who have had their faith in Christ. It is only those who have Christ's righteousness in their hand. If I should approach God with all that I have done in this world, I will be cast away from Him. It is only the Christ's righteousness that I come. Then God will accept me. So am I confident that I have that, that at the day of judgment, God will look upon me and smile upon me? It's a question you have to ask of ourselves. If you have that, we shouldn't be afraid of the day of judgment. So you see that God gives us spiritual life, and He keeps us, and then He maintains our life in this world, and we look up to the heavens when Christ shall come for us. So those who do not seek after God are dead in sins and trespasses. It doesn't matter what activity they do. If we don't seek after God, we are dead in sin and in trespasses. And this will lead to eternal hell. So to seek God is the way to attain into spiritual life and eternal life. That is how it is. So our last thought here is that God has revealed the right way to seek Him. Yes, many are seeking to seek Him, find a way to seek Him, but that's not right. What is the right way? God commanding the Israelites to seek Him showed them the right way to seek Him. That is in His own appointed way. God appointed His own way. He told them to come to Him not through their adulterous way they were worshipping. Remember, He said that in verse 5. He said, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal. He mentioned particular places that they should be, but those places were a place of idolatry worship. And people think that they are also worshipping God. He said they shouldn't go there. Because He said that, for Gilgal, seek ye me, and ye shall live, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. But these are idolatrous places. I mean, Bethel and Gilgal and Beersheba, these have idol worship at that present time. And Israel were worshipping idols there. Because he said that, why? For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. All these idolatry are going to be destroyed. So if you seek them, you are going to destroy with them. The false way of seeking God, which they have chosen, are going to be destroyed. So all other ways people are seeking to come to God will perish, except faith in Christ alone. Don't we hear there are so many ways to God? I mean, people joke about it. They are joking about their own soul. Until we also have had our faith in Christ alone. That is the way to God. That is the means to God. God is simply telling them they cannot seek Him by their own inventions. I cannot sit down and think that, oh, this is what I have to, do to come to God. In Proverbs 6, verse 25, the Bible says that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Men's ways are always leading into death. You know, it's a common, advice people give. Oh, maybe we are living in a place. This guy, he doesn't go to church. He's living in life, and something happens to his life. And then people will be, oh, because he's not attending church, or he doesn't go to church, that's why all these things are happening to him. Oh, find some church and attend. You to go and worship God. God will, have mercy upon you and all that. The kind of said, a common idea was, is that not what the language that we hear around? But to see God is not mere church attendance. Yeah, it's good to go to church and hear, so that you also have the means to hear. It's not the issue of attending church. To see God, the first step is what? Is to be right with God as a sinner. And to seek His forgiveness for your sins through Jesus' blood. That's how I've been repeating myself over and over again. That is the way to seek Him. It's not just starting your religion. Coming to church, begin to stop some of your sins, and keep some that you think it gives you advantage. Then you move on. You come to church, you move on. No, it's surrounding all your life, all your sins. You throw them away, hating them, coming to Him, and having your faith in Him. So God has told that it is only through Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6, it says that Jesus Christ told Thomas. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me. He is the only way. There is no other way. The way to God is the old way, which is by the cross. When we have come to the cross, we have confessed our sins. And God has looked upon us and pity that because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, and he takes us to be his children, then we have also come to serve the Lord. Friends, to seek God the right way, as I've said, is through the cross. He is the only one, Christ the Lord, who died on the cross for sinners. I mean, whoever paid for sin, it's for Christ alone. He only paid for the punishment for sin, and he is the only one who can reconcile us back to God. The Bible says that there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Only in Kabum Nia, Yamiri Nama, say, the Hotun of Sua, of my Eni Yakupon, in Timoy Baku. So that if I'm seeking God, and I still long after sin, I still long after my sin, I still long after my pleasures of life, I cannot seek him right. So sins that are immoral, which we see also, or within my heart, whatever form of, we all know what sins are. If I still hold on to my sin, I can never be found of God. No, he's the most holy God. So that if I'm seeking after him, then I'm leaving off everything behind, my sin, and also my false ideas about him. All the false ideas, and that even if I do a little good thing, God will be pleased with me. I should have to throw all them away. So me hear me ah, or say, boni ni jia me woni ya no me chuchu ne. I mean, chimi boni biya me ni. Ene adwien biya ene papa me woni ya me woni ya muse biya me papa mpoa ya me ni beso me no. So me demi real chua no swa me kasi ya me pata ya me asem no awaka na yele pray. Or say, Christ is the way, Christ is the truth, Christ is the life. But I say, oh, I have done some good things that should lead me to God. I'm deceiving myself. So that to see God right, that will not be faulty. It's to repent of sin and all the false beliefs I have. Then I come to God through Jesus Christ and commit myself unto him. Then you have the way to God, and then you have come to God. So let also not church attendance, good works, prayers, tithing, enjoyment of religious songs. I mean, these are people thinking, oh, I say, it's good to be part in every department of the church, but first look upon your heart. Have you repented? Have God really done the work of conversion upon your heart? Has my heart changed? Does my heart really love God? Does it feel after God from morning to evening? Does it really fear? Whenever I'm doing something, God, nobody is there, and I think it will be for my advantage, and yet it is sinful. Do I fear? That is what, conversion is about. God sees me. God sees me. Whatever I'm doing, God sees me. That is the fear of God. But when certain things are not there, I can just speak anything anyhow, think of anything anyhow, and do whatever I like, without regard to whatever God has said. Whatever religion I have, it's insufficient to make one, I'm accepted before God. So, the can say, Miss Suma, Miss Mewono, a mom to me, a bonny, tell me, dear me pet, and if you say, Miss Soran or Pastor, you may sing a Miss Shrew, and damn up my swa, and no young quite yet. I'm sorry, dear me, and you may not say, Miss Shrew, and he said, from an apostle, and I do. God is always in my mind. In whatever I'm doing, I weigh them before God. I know that God is pleased with them. I don't do anything without his approval in my heart. For all this, all other things can never pay for sin or stand in the day of judgment. But the promise is that you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. That is what the Bible says. So let all who have not come to him also have the confidence that God has promised a life, that we should seek him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his death on the cross of Calvary, so that you can also come to him and seek this for your soul. So that in the ages to come, so that you can also have peace with God. The can say, Nyame, waka to us, I say, Jesus Christ to thee, now benyamqua, and only as someone waka. Be bien hobio, and open our soul banal be jidia, also unquadia, and the old harmon. Nadachi, say, Nyamupon, Jesus Christ, but an answer who fears as his okra, baby, papa, you know, now, when you say, be a, over here.